lot of hard work, but you got the result.
Yeah, you can see the pressure of the situation. The boys make a lot more mistakes than what they do at training, and that's good for them to learn how to cope better with that pressure. We persisted with trying to play a quicker passing game and tried hard tonight to give everyone some time on the pitch. It's not always easy to do in a tight game. And, for example, one boy who missed out on playing a bit yesterday comes on today and scores the third goal, and he's very, very happy. He goes home with the match ball. So we're pleased. We're making some progress. And to be fair, we've got half a dozen young ones in here that are playing a lot of time and can come again next year. So it was a big achievement for them.
You said earlier about just experiencing the pressure of playing a tournament like this where everybody's unknown.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that's important because most weekends, if Blacktown's playing Sutherland, they know who they're playing and what they're playing against. And I think international tournaments are great. Any unknown opponent is great because you can't really say, oh, I know that guy and what he's going to do. So you have to firstly try and play your game. Then you have to try and take in how their game's working and what you can do to counteract that. And I think those open situations for people force players to think, you know. They can't always play in the same way because the other team might react differently to what they're used to. And I think those games are really important parts of people's development.
Thank you, Trevor. As always, mate.